Good morning. May 20th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's edition touches treatment access, drug checking technology, and a policy shift abroad, including Argentina ending a vape prohibition after 15 years. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. To start, the Boston Business Journal reports that an addiction treatment provider is set to open its first Worcester location in Worcester, Massachusetts. In Kentucky, ProPublica is asking people to share their experience with addiction recovery care. If that call-out is relevant to your work or community, it may be worth flagging for people with direct experience. At the national level, Filter reports that Argentina has repealed its vape prohibition after 15 years. Another national item comes from The Hill, which reports Representative Bergman saying the time is now to push for breakthroughs in psychedelic treatments. And Talking Drugs reports that the United Kingdom's nitrous oxide ban backfired, with bigger canisters linked to bigger harms. That is the kind of enforcement outcome practitioners may want to watch for when supply-side restrictions shift product size or use patterns. In social posts, one lived experience perspective argues that the so-called psychostimulant wave of the overdose crisis was never really a stimulant-only problem. The post says, cocaine and psychostimulant deaths do not follow an independent trajectory and instead rise alongside other dynamics shown in the chart it references. On the innovation side, a post highlighted SafeLife drug testing products this month, including fentanyl and ETG detection in CLIA-waived urine cups, dip cards, and saliva kits for business-to-business customers. Separately, Penn Injury shared that the CDC clinical drug test dashboard is now live. It shows 2024 to 2025 data for fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine based on clinical drug test results from adults in substance use disorder settings. That could become a useful reference point for teams comparing local trends with national clinical testing signals. There was also an example of opposition messaging in the social stream. One post argued for arresting everyone using drugs in public, paired with long-term sober residential treatment away from neighborhoods, and sober housing only for people who complete treatment. Turning to research and research-related coverage, Alcoholism and Drug Abuse Weekly reports that SAMHSA is banning funding for key harm reduction tools. A separate methods paper in the Journal of the American Society for Mass Spectrometry focuses on direct analysis in real-time triple-quadrupole mass spectrometry for illicit drug identification and quantification. A closely related version of that same work also appears on Chem Archive under the same title: on direct analysis in real-time triple-quadrupole mass spectrometry for illicit drug identification and quantification. Faster and more precise identification methods can matter downstream for drug checking, surveillance, and lab response. A few policy moves also stand out. In Vermont, a newly signed state law addresses recovery residence certification. In Connecticut, a newly signed state law calls for a study on the need for extended producer responsibility for electronic nicotine delivery systems and vapor products. At the city level, Seattle Council Bill 121195 adopts interim provisions to expand the capacity of transitional encampments and amends sections of the city code tied to that change. On funding, there are two current opportunities to note.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, funding opportunity through NCIPC, with a deadline of June 8, 2026. And the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has the Providers Clinical Support System, Substance Use Disorder Treatment Opportunity, or PCSS-SUD Treatment, with a deadline of June 15, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version.
And finally, a couple of action items from the advocacy side.
The National Alliance to End Homelessness is urging people to contact Congress to protect and expand critical HUD homelessness programs. Shatterproof is also asking for donations to support its addiction recovery work. If that last item is relevant to your network, it may be one to pass along directly. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.